Wherever he goes these days, Herman Cain is besieged by fans. But many political analysts contend this political novice has no chance of winning the Republican nomination. Cain dismisses such talk.
The only ones who see that as a negative are the pundits who have been dead wrong up until this point and thinking that this long shot doesn't have a chance.
But Cain lags behind in campaign fundraising compared with his leading rivals, Texas Governor Rick Perry and former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney. Still, participants in a recent straw poll in Florida put Cain in first place.
Tonight's winner, with 986 votes, 37.1%, Herman Cain.
The overwhelming victory in that straw poll said, message is more powerful than money.
Cain wants to reform the U.S. tax system with his 999 plan, setting the income tax rate for corporations and individuals, as well as a national sales tax, all at 9%. Economists give the plan mixed reviews, but he says it will solve the country's fiscal crisis.
Because if the American people understand it, they're going to support it and they're going to demand it.
Hannah Kirkpatrick supports the plan.
It levels the playing field. It makes everything fair.
Sales manager Renee Cummins likes Cain's businesslike approach to government.
The United States of America is headed toward bankruptcy, but if we were run more like a corporation, I think that it would be better for everyone.
Some voters remain skeptical. 17-year-old Sean Tucker will vote for the first time next year.
He does have experience in something that could be helpful to America, but he doesn't have any experience actually playing the political game. He could find himself co-opted by corporate interests, assuming he already isn't.
With Cain now high up in most polls, other candidates will likely attack his tax plan as well as his lack of government experience. But if he were to win the Republican nomination, it would be another milestone in U.S. history, with a black opposition candidate campaigning to replace the first ever black president. Greg Flakus, VOA News, Houston.
Thank you very much, dude. Thank you so much. Thanks. How are you?
Good.
Thank you so much. Pleasure to meet you.